From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's foreign minister Sunday rejected a United Nations proposal that would grant autonomy to the rebel-held eastern sector of Aleppo. Waleed Maalouam said the proposal would violate Syria's sovereignty. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, spoke at a news conference.
We have a substantial difference. The government, through Minister Maalouam, categorically rejected the idea of maintaining the current local administration.
Earlier Sunday, monitors and Syrian television reported at least 8 children killed at a school in western Aleppo by artillery shelling attributed to rebel forces. Leaders of 21 Asia-Pacific nations have ended their annual summit with a call to resist protectionism and protect the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Pact. The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum closed Sunday in Lima, Peru. Earlier in the day, U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke briefly on the sidelines of the summit. In a news conference Sunday in Peru, President Obama said the United States should not retreat from global trade, but seek to do trade right so that workers are protected and environmental standards are upheld.
When it comes to trade, I believe that the answer is not to pull back or try to erect barriers to trade, given our integrated economies and global supply chains that would hurt us all. But rather, the answer is to do trade right, making sure that it has strong labor standards, strong environmental standards.
Mr. Obama argued in favor of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. This is VOA News.